Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Welcome to the tax day for the United States Fun Astrology Podcast. I can tell you when the void of course is. That's when you want to mail your taxes in, is during the void of course this afternoon. We will get to that. Hi, everybody. Thomas Miller on the Fun Astrology Podcast. Glad you're here. Wow, that break was great. I just looked at the whole Mercury retrograde and the bundle energy and the eclipse energy and everything together and thought, you know, a little timeout would be wonderful right here. And I'm just glad that with Mercury retrograde, it gives us that reminder every about 80-something days to take a little break from our technology. I know not everybody can do it, but it is good to just be remindful of it, and it was nice to have a little break here. So thank you for that. We have a big event coming up on Saturday, not in the sky, right here. We're doing the webinar with Robert Glasscock. This is going to be delivered through YouTube. It's going to be an unlisted URL for YouTube that you get when you register, and that's where you will go to watch this thing, and it's going to be delivered like we do our Level Up, and we're going to be talking about the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction that takes place Saturday night or Sunday morning, depending on where you are. It is the remaining big one of the year, so we've been through so much in this past week, and we're going to wrap it up with a big webinar with Robert. There'll be a lot of interaction. Yes, there will be a video available for sale. If you can't make it, you can still go ahead and register, and you'll still get the video right at the top of funastrology.com. Now, let's take a big picture view of the week ahead. We have several things happening this week, and then it gets really quiet again as the bundle takes control next week. But this week, we have some action in the sky. Before we go into the details of the week, I wanted to set the keyword from the beginning here, because I think if you listen through the ears of this keyword or these couple of words I put together, I think you'll kind of capture the flavor of the week. I was thinking lighter anticipation. Now, that was, you know, I was trying to think of, well, because we do have some lighter energy coming into the chart this week. We have some grounding coming as the Sun enters Taurus on Friday. Mars is pulling further away from Saturn. The Moon enters Virgo on Thursday. The two next lunar void of course aspects, last aspect before the void of course, are favorable. So we have some good stuff coming up, and I just thought lighter anticipation, because we do have one other thing that is going to happen after the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction on Saturday. I'm calling it Saturday because it's 10:30 p.m. Eastern, basically. And then Sunday afternoon, the Sun squares Pluto. And that's the aspect that is going to offset the energy of the rest of the week, because all week we're going to be in the anticipating energy of Jupiter-Uranus, offset by what does the Sun squaring Pluto have in store. So that's the big picture and the big theme. Let's talk about some of the details coming up. First of all, we do have a lunar change tonight at 10:23 Eastern. And the Moon enters Leo, but that's after a favorable void of course that begins at 7:22 p.m. All times are Eastern here. And that's a trine to Neptune. Now, if you've been following this little lunar technique of what does the last aspect before the Moon goes void of course offer as far as favorability, then you know that Neptune has been showing up a lot. And I just was thinking, when is Neptune not going to be in that position? It will be next spring, because it enters Aries for the first time March 30th next year. So, gang, we have one more year of Neptune in its own sign of Pisces, this hyper-spiritual. Just go back and think about where you were spiritually in 2010, 2011, 2012. What kind of spiritual growth have you had since then? That's been Neptune in Pisces for a lot of us. It's been unbelievable amount of spiritual growth. Well, in that context, and I know we have to move on, but in that context, we have one more year left, because after March 30th, it moves into Aries only coming back out for a couple of months, the end of next year, before finally going back into Aries for good in January of 2026. I have loved this transit, and I'm imagining that it has quite a bit left as far as separating timelines, the truth from untruth. I mean, who knows what all this thing is going to discharge on its way out, but that is coming. Back to today, that just means that Neptune is, again, in a trine, a favorable aspect to the moon at 7:22 this evening Eastern, and then it moves into Leo at 10:23. The next really big event this week will be the Sun moving into Taurus on Friday. Taurus, of course, ruled by Venus. Venus has been our oracle planet. It's taking a couple of days off this week. Mercury is the oracle planet today, the last planet up in the horizon before the Sun. Chiron tomorrow through Saturday, and then Venus returns as the oracle planet on Sunday. And that's good, because the Sun will be in Venus's sign of Taurus. Then, of course, the big one, Saturday night, will be the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, and we'll be talking about that extensively on the webinar, sign by sign. So in the keyword of lighter anticipation, here are a couple of thoughts for this week. First of all, because this is kind of the dominant energy right now, feel into the moon, which for most of today is in its own sign of Cancer. So that's the intuitive, introspective kind of energy, heightened intuition, perhaps. And then Leo tomorrow and Wednesday. Then for a good chunk of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Virgo. Saturday night, the moon moves into Libra, balance. And that will be right on top of the Sun moving into Taurus, grounding. So it's kind of like get your inspiration today, execute your plan Tuesday and Wednesday, reevaluate Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then get grounded and settle into that Taurus, Venus, grounding space for the weekend. The other thing I'm going to be doing this is trying to crack the window open for this energy to subside a little bit. The Sun is leaving Aries. That takes a little bit of the fire out of the energy. We still have Chiron, Mercury, and the North Node to deal with, and that is still very strong energy. We still have the Sun moving into a square position with Pluto that happens on Sunday. That's tense energy. But let's at least try to let this breathe. Let's use this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction as the anticipation of what the combination of Jupiter and Uranus can bring us. And if you'd like to hear Robert's thoughts on what that is exactly, listen to the Old Soul, New Soul episode on it, which is current right now, that we went into that in depth of what this aspect is all about. So I'll refer you. There's another 20 minutes over there dealing with that. But he said one of the things about it, it is birth energy. So things that you are wanting to create, this is a really good week for the inspiration around them. So lighter anticipation for the theme this week, and register for the webinar on Saturday. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. I love you, and I'll see you back tomorrow.